Hello. Thank you all for sharing your stories. I'm really inspired by all of you. This question's especially for Star, but I'd love to hear from anybody else as well. I've always followed you as you've worked in the television industry, and also I'm just inspired by your story, the fact that you wrote this while you were recovering from heart surgery. I'm wondering if you'd be willing to share, if you had to kind of reflect on your whole life experiences all the way up to the one that led you to writing this book, what would be the most, writing and audio, and doing the audio narrative for it, for that, what would you say would be the most important life lesson that you've learned, and how did you learn it? And if any of the other panelists would like to comment as well, that's the same question I would leave you with.
Interesting question. If you know anything about my story, I think you probably know that I, for the majority of my adult life, from the time I was 20 years old until I was 41, I was morbidly obese. And at my heaviest, I was 307 pounds on the day that I had weight loss surgery. And I was in the very unique position of having started in television at 220 pounds, and then the audience watched me gain 75 pounds in front of their face. And then you watched me lose 160 pounds in front of your face over the course of 2 years. It was an emotional up and down. I gained a lot of problems with that 75 pounds, and then I lost an entire human being when I lost 160 pounds. And I don't think I fully appreciated the emotional toll it would take on me. I had to actually accept my shortcomings, accept that somebody who was supposed to be so smart in everything allowed her health to get so out of control that she needed to have an intervention. And once I finally got control of my guilt with therapy, because it actually did require someone to sort of say, shut up, Star, get over it. Once I got control of my guilt and forgave myself, I started to live again and like life. So then when I got diagnosed with heart disease, which by the way is the number one killer of all Americans, I said I could curl up in the bed and put the covers over my head because I legitimately am not supposed to do very much of anything for the next 3 months. Or I could sort of laugh at the soap opera parts of my life and share them, because other women will find joy and laughter and sadness and all the emotions that I felt in Satan's Sister. So it is a fun, trashy beach read novel. And if you're recovering from anything, emotional or physical, it'll make you laugh. And that's what I wanted to do. Thank you.